I'd like to remove from the consent agenda Resolution 17-086. On that's page 406, resolution discontinuing the Marijuana Advisory Committee.
Denied.
Well, let's put a vote to it.
Okay, okay, we got two items pulled from the consent agenda, 17114, 17086. Any other changes to the consent agenda? All right, we'll proceed with the consent agenda with those two items pulled. Any other changes to the agenda at all? Seeing none, the agenda is approved with the two consent items pulled. Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Conant, why don't you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Are there any changes to the regular meeting minutes of December 5th? Any objections to the minutes as presented? Hearing none, the minutes are approved as presented. Let's go to agency reports. Cities of Wasilla is here. Mayor Cottle.
Mayor Halter, Assembly Members, Bert Cottle, Mayor of City of Wasilla. I have just three items tonight. First is Monday, December 25th, Christmas, Menard Center, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the dinner. Volunteers are always welcome, or if you want to come by and have a nice dinner, it's free. Church on the Rock, New Year's Eve from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Menard Center. If you want to go there for their celebration, that's from 6 to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at the Menard Center. 8 p.m. New Year's Eve is the fireworks, and that's at Wonderland Park, and you can park anywhere downtown to be able to see that. And then coming up on January 20th is a 101-year birthday party for the city. Tickets are $20. You can call City Hall for tickets. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Merry Christmas, City of Wasilla. Mayor Cottle. I don't see anybody from the City of Palmer or Houston here, or the school district. We just had a joint assembly school board meeting last week. Is there anybody from the, how about a report on the joint assembly school board committee?
Yeah, we haven't met since our previous meeting, and we're meeting quarterly now, Mr. Mayor, so we're okay. Not going to have as many reports on that.
Any assembly members or staff have any public relations reports? Assemblymember Sykes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The little video that we recorded a couple weeks ago on crime seems to be making the rounds, and I did speak with Channel 2 about it. I thought you'd appreciate that. I said, I'm sure that everything I've said here, the mayor agrees with me. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. This is a whistle stop he's talking about. We always do this where it was the mayor and Assemblymember Sykes, and we had Chief Kettling from City of Palmer, and we had Mr. Spropolis, and we just started talking about crime and the borough's role. And we do not have police powers, but that's an issue that we have to take up. Okay, let's go to Mr. Moosey.
Good evening. I'd like to move some things around it a little bit. First, we have Greg Loudon. He's our broker with an update on the State Health Care Authority regarding the borough plan.
Welcome, Mr. Loudon.
Thank you.
He was reminding me that was it Ruby we used to see each other in?
We did. We used to see each other on the Diderot quite often. My cousin, Ramey Brooks, was running at the same time that Vern was. So we spent a lot of time on the trail together years ago.
So pay attention to this gentleman.
So I was asked to give an update just on the State of Alaska Healthcare Authority feasibility study. And I brought a stack of the four different reports. Not going to go through it. I've been asked to keep this brief, so we will. I just want to give you an idea of where this is at. Senate Bill 74 authorized a series of studies for the state to look at forming a healthcare authority, the powers of which were kind of undetermined at the time. Where we're at in the process, the four reports have actually been handed out. Public comments were held up through the end of November 13th. And then yesterday, there was supposed to be a final addendum authorized, which included all the public comments, and that's been delayed. My understanding is that there is legislation being drafted. Senator Von Imhoff from Anchorage is actually carrying this in the Senate and is working on a bill. Some of the things that the study was looking at was trying to fund opportunities for coordinated purchasing. Number of recommendations that they made, won't go through details, but I have them available if anyone is interested. A lot of the recommendations as far as plan designs or lowering healthcare costs are already being done by your borough plan. You guys are fairly progressive when it comes to other public entities in the state. You're taking advantage of a lot of the joint purchasing opportunities and have some really good contracts in place. One thing I did want to bring to your attention, however, is that what this legislation would do, the healthcare authority is envisioned to be mandatory for any state employees, state retirees, school district employees, and the employees of any public entities or political subdivisions within the state. So it would include employees of the borough. We've looked at it pretty consistently over the last year and a half with your human resources department and how it would affect your own employees. The biggest thing is it would just remove any sort of local control or change in your collectively bargained health plan that you have with your employees. You make changes that are unique for your area that take advantage, for instance, the Mat-Su Hospital out here to be able to keep healthcare dollars here if we can contract on a competitive basis. The state's plan, while some of the recommendations they have could save money, it would change dramatically the eligibility provisions, like only allowing coverage for full-time employees with 30 hours a week. It would mandate things such as spousal coverage. If a spouse had an option to have coverage through another plan, they would be required to do that. Anyway, I just wanted to make you aware of that. This is a bill that we expect is going to be presented in this legislative session. Right now, we'll find out when the public comments are released, but just through business relationships we have with other public entities throughout the state, we don't feel that there's broad support for it right now.
Any questions? Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Next we have Jessica Smith on local hazard mitigation planning.
Good evening, Assembly. I'm Jessica Smith with the Planning Services Division in the Planning Department. I just have a quick introduction for you. The state has funded and secured a contractor to begin an update of the Mat-Su's local hazard mitigation plan. Tawny Boothby will be the staff on that plan, and she is working with the local emergency planning committee to start developing a planning committee of locals out here to work with the state and get that plan kicked off. It's due an update this next year, so we're getting ahead of the game. Tomorrow night, a similar introduction, just kicking off and letting everyone know that the plan's going to start here soon, is going to be to the local emergency planning committee. They meet tomorrow at station 61 at 7 p.m. If you have any other questions, Tawny would be happy to help you out. You can email us at planning@matsugov.us. Thank you very much. Oh.
Senator Doty.
Thank you, through the mayor. Yeah, thank you, Jessica. I have a question. There is a document that some cities are using currently, and counties and states actually, to look at the health consequences of climate change in looking at hazard mitigation. And I'm wondering if this will be tied to some of the literature out there about how a community should look at the potential impact of climate change.
I would imagine so. I will have to defer your question to Tawny and have her get back to you tonight.
Okay, and I'll refer you to the Center for Disease Control BRACE.
You bet.
Framework.
Okay, I will. And what Dr. Doty had in her packet was a little flyer. It's just a little fact sheet about local hazard mitigation planning from FEMA. And if you take a look at that, you'll get a good idea about what we're trying to do. Right.
Okay, any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you very
Appreciate
much.
Appreciate it.
Next. Casey. Next time we have is LNG pipeline project and terminus. So essentially through internal work, reviewing the FERC document, we think there's some discrepancies that we've had Mr. James Wilson looking at. We've had myself, the mayor, and Mr. Wilson has had already a meeting with the governor's office to look at this. And so we're going to continue to look at that, to corrections being made and for the opportunity of Port McKenzie for the state LNG gas line project. So we'll keep you up to date, but we're looking very hard at that, and I think there is there's a very good opportunity from what we've uncovered for Port McKenzie. On the Veterans Wall Committee, So essentially, you have received notification that Mercado and the four veterans groups involved in this project has had a meeting and has said that they'd be willing to move that. So we have received that. We also have heard that the Mat-Su Health Foundation is going to contribute $250,000 to this project. That has not come in yet. And in early January, the city of Wasilla is going to vote on to actually give property to this veterans group and dedicate it for that. I will be, based on a request of the mayor, I will be following up with the four veterans groups to clarify their willingness to move. It's their option to either stay or move. And I think with the $250,000 for the Mat-Su Health Foundation, that was strong encouragement. So I will keep you up to date on that. No dollars have been spent from our $150,000, but we do have an RFP out for design services and moving services once we're pretty we can confirm that's going to happen.
Senator Doty.
Yeah, thank you, through the mayor. Just clarification: the current owner of the property that we're in is currently whom?
It is a Mat-Su Health Foundation.
Senator Sykes.
So to clarify, the situation basically is through our own legislation that we cannot force the veterans or groups to move the wall, but if they want to move it, that we can't prevent them from doing so.
Yes, that is correct. We have no ability to force the veterans group to do anything.
It's fine. I just wanted to clarify that was the situation.
So, you know, jumping back to the top on state and federal legislation, Friday, the governor released his budget, and essentially it's his budget he puts before the legislative body, and then they, what you guys do, they perfect it. Well, they try to do what you guys do in perfecting the budget, you know, brought forth. So essentially, this is a little different because they're asking for a modified 1.5% payroll tax that will expire in 3 years, and that is to be dedicated to infrastructure improvements. The budget currently is $4.8 billion. It drops to $4.7 billion, which is 1.7%, but I'm sure that also includes the payroll tax. With this. So there is nothing as far as special gimmies for the Mat-Su Borough, but there's no special gimmies for anyone else in his budget. We do work very closely with DOT, with the federal money, and we have projects like Seward Meridian that we're working on. We'll be encouraging them to work with us on the Engstrom-Bogard area, and we're also in deep negotiations on Colleen Street on the Glen Highway, regarding the gravel pit area. And we've had a few meetings with them, and once that is complete, we will bring that back to you. And the last thing I have this evening is I received a letter from Mr. Marty McGee, who's a state assessor. And pretty much he said, the letter says, in June of 2017, a general audit of all taxing jurisdictions was conducted by the Office of the State Assessor. The audit was to determine the adequacy of the assessment information contained in the data systems for the local taxing jurisdictions, the adequacy of the systems, and ability of the system to retrieve and report relevant and necessary assessment data in a timely and useful manner. We examined 17 points in our analysis. The Mat-Su Borough received a score of 100%. So that is good news, good system. And we have the assessor back here, Brad, who's leading that department. So they'll be doing more of these tests, and it was nice to get an A+ on their first examination. That is all I have to say.
Excellent. Congratulations. Senator Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the end of the manager's report, on behalf of the borough mayor, I move to direct the borough manager to form a special committee to revise two MSB code sections. The sales tax task force recommended review of the revenue cap MSB 3.04.075, and the borough attorney and Mayor Halter recommend review of school funding MSB 3.04.045. Mayor Halter requests The clerk set two special assembly work sessions for January and February for purposes of working on the committee revisions, and that the revised ordinances to be filed with the clerk in February to be set for public hearings in February and March. Mayor Halter also recommends Assemblymen Leonard and Kowalki to be on this committee, along with the manager, the borough attorney, the borough chief financial officer. Drafts of the revised ordinance shall be provided to the school district prior to the work sessions. And I have that in writing if you'd like it here.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. That was just to formalize what we were talking about at the Joint Assembly School Board meeting on the two ordinances. The school funding ordinance 045 is clearly totally outdated. We all recognize that, and so that'll be updated. And then the sales tax task force recommended that we review the revenue cap ordinance. So that's what would happen to be a formal committee. And then we'll set work sessions. Madam Clerk, could you give us some dates for the work sessions, and we'll try to
Mr. Mayor, set these. We could do it January 16th before the regular meeting at 4 p.m., and then February 6th before the regular meeting at 4 p.m.
Okay. Anybody object to there be work sessions on these two code sections? And obviously the committee would have a draft releases prior to that. Senator Mayfield?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't object. However, I guess I'm concerned that a work session is a little more formalized. We may want to consider whether or not we want to act as a committee of the whole, so we can have open discussions back and forth about the proposals.
Madam Clerk, how do you want to handle that?
Mr. Mayor, the committee of the whole basically works more like a work session. The assembly could definitely make it less formal. Should you choose to do that?
Could that just be by motion at the time of the
meeting? It could be.
So if you want to make that motion right at the start of the meeting on a particular date, well, go ahead. Okay, and then with Mr. Spropoulos.
The only thing, Mr. Mayor, that maybe the assembly wants to think about is if you're going to be getting public input as well, that you need to make them special meetings and not work sessions.
Maybe special meetings. Madam Clerk, thank you. And we will set a time for introductions of these and the set for the public hearings. Hopefully these can be set in February and March. Madam Clerk, you want to try to set those now? Or?
Mr. Mayor, we do have to wait for the legislation to come forward for public hearing. I'm hearing that you're saying you want two public hearings on it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Two work sessions.
Two meetings, one public hearing.
Yeah.
Got you. If we do that, we can have it introduced on February 20th for public hearing on March 6th.
Any objection to that? Looks like a schedule that we could probably handle. So, okay, Senator Leonard.
Mayor, are we going to have work sessions and then have an introduction?
You're going to have the committee come up with drafts of the, hopefully, of the revisions of both code sections, and then they'd go to work session. And then coming out of work sessions, you would have a more formal revision of the codes that we filed with the clerk for introduction.
Okay.
Is the plan.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Moosey?
I am okay with this, but January 16th with the LIO meeting on January 2nd, we have a work session on the budget on the 12th. It really doesn't give the committee time to really work on anything. Of any substance. I mean, we can have a quick meeting before, but with the other responsibilities we have going on, it's really limited time-wise.
You want to move the work sessions back a couple weeks, Madam Clerk?
Mr. Mayor, you can also do a work session January 23rd or January 30th.
We'll see how would that work.
That would work better, but could we do a February 6th and then follow the next February meeting?
If the mayor wants this coming forward for introduction on February 20th, it needs to be finalized by February 6th.
Okay.
So I would recommend February 23rd. January 23rd. Thank you, Matthew. Our assembly member back.
And she'll, Mr. Spropoulos?
If we could do January 30th, there's actually an issue coming up the week of the 23rd that I'll be briefing the assembly about soon.
I've got January 30th then.
Okay. Well, we'll just, Madam Clerk, we'll just have to publish this schedule, and the committee could work around it. And we just need to get these work sessions handled. I know Senator Member McKee asked for them. I just want to make sure we have at least two work sessions, Committee of the Holes, where we could go through them, and then before we even file them. So Madam Clerk will set out a schedule for us.
If it's going to be January 30th, I would, it'd be after, when we don't have a regular meeting, I would suggest 6 p.m.
Okay. Okay, that's, do you have anything else, Madam Clerk? Can you, Ms. Sopropoulos, do you have a report? Madam Clerk, do you have anything else?
Just clerk's reports in your red folder, that's it.
Thank you. Any comments on the citizen or other correspondence you see listed in agenda item F? Hearing none as presented. Madam Clerk, please read the IMs into the record for us.
IM 17210, notification of the Manuskasitna Borough Assembly that the City of Palmer is exercising the option to purchase Fire Station 31 property identified as lots 10, 11, and 12, Block 12, Alaska Rural Rehabilitation Corporation No. 1 Subdivision, and all improvements thereon in accordance with terms of the lease agreement and between the Manuskasitna Borough and the City of Palmer, MSB 007352. IM 17212, reporting a conclusion of contract 17116B to Ficklin Construction LLC for the final contract amount of $286,423.35 for construction of the Joe Reddington Junior Senior High School running and ski trails. IM 17214, reporting of conclusion of contract for bid number 17102B to Sandstrom and Sons Incorporated for the final contract amount of $548,780.61 for the Port McKenzie open cell dock repairs preliminary work project.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, IMs are presented. Let's go to persons to be heard. We have no persons to be heard. We have now reached public hearings. Madam Clerk, I guess if you want to participate in public hearings, you can sign up for each ordinance in the back of the room. We have a sign-up list for at least one here, and we will take additional testimony as needed. So let's go to Ordinance 17151 and Resolution 17082. Madam Clerk, would you please read those?
An ordinance amending MSB 5.25145 to annex 266 properties located on and around the Susitna Parkway area into the West Lakes Fire Service Area number 136. Accompanying Resolution 1782, a resolution finding the annexation of properties located on and around Susitna Parkway into the West Lakes Fire Service Area number 136 serves the public interest without the placement of the question on the ballot.
Thank you. I'll open the public hearing, and we do have a sign-up list which we'll follow, and then we'll ask for any additional testimony. As Sherry Morris to start with, followed by Greg London. So what you do is just state your name for the record, and there you go.
Sherry Morris.
Okay.
Okay, I'm opposed to it for a couple of reasons. The petition came through, and it didn't have the support of the majority of the people living in the area. My concern is, I know there's plans to build a station, but apparently there's been talk about it, but nobody's built it. So everybody's thinking that if they annex all the properties, then they're gonna go ahead and build it, but that doesn't give us a guarantee. West Lakes, I know they built the new road and it decreases response time, but that's not the only issue. The issue is when it gets called in. Our area is sparsely populated. Mm-hmm. So the actual call to get in to say that there's a house on fire may not happen immediately either. And it doesn't take long for a house to burn down. So my concern is our taxes would go up, but we would not be receiving proper fire protection service till they build another station that's closer. Okay? And that was basically it. I think they should dismiss this till they build the station, and then by all means, send a petition by. It would get more signatures. But right now, it didn't have the support of the majority of the people living there. So, thank you.
Thank you. Greg, is it Greg London? Greg London? Loudon or London?
He's the one who got me the presentation.
Oh, well, he signed up to speak on this. We'll scratch him
it
off.
It was snowing, so he left early.
He missed. Linda Lips, did I pronounce that right?
Yes, it's Linda Lips. And I was one of the ones that helped to get this annexation in. And I do realize that some of the signatures weren't there because if the property was in a family trust, I was supposed to have a copy of the trust. Or if they had power of attorney, I was supposed to have a copy of that. So I was very, very close. And most of the people did sign. And hopefully with the extra monies put into the fire service area from annexing this, it'll bring the fire station closer sooner. Thank you.
Support. You support this?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Ma'am? I have a question.
Yes.
We've had two different statements here. The first speaker said a majority of the people did not sign the petition. And you're saying that the majority are in favor of it. Are there any numbers on this that say the number of people, residents in the area, the number of people on the petition, and that kind of thing?
I was supposed to have half of the 266 parcels, and I think I was within like 20 to 22 signatures short. Okay. Now, some of the people bought their property, but it wasn't their name that was on the borough list, so their signature didn't count.
Okay. I'm going to let Madam Clerk give us a clarification on the issue before
us. I just want to make sure that the mention of the petition has been made. However, this legislation doesn't reflect what the petition, via the petition process. Excuse me. This was requested by an assembly member. It's being assembly initiated. This is not a petition initiated legislation.
I understand that, but I was just curious. We have testimony here of people who reside in the area, and I think their feelings are more important than any single assemblyman that sets up here.
Okay. I've been out there for 37 years, so I know. I've helped put out many fires over the years, and the fire stations have all, the fire trucks and ambulances and all have been there, but we were out of the service area, so they could not help put out the fires.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Is it Pat Daniels? Did I get Pat Daniels?
Good evening, Merry Christmas. My name is Pat Daniels. I do live in the area as well. Whether or not it is going through the petition, I think it's a very important issue. I think that it's the area over the years. Was it a cabin area, a recreational area? It is a residential area now. A lot of people live there. In the area of Big Lake, as I understand it, the Mat-Su Borough has already dedicated new areas for services, for emergency services and stuff like that that haven't had it before. This happens to be a different side of it. It happens to be fire. The fire side of it, what's funny is that, and what I would like to get out there is that if there's a lot of people out there right now, if we have any sort of an emergency situation, personally, physically type of thing, heart attack, stroke, somebody drowning, somebody going through the ice, any of those kind of conditions, then we will have the whole entire Westlake's Fire Department anywhere on every road within this area at full service. If it's a fire, they will come out to your house and they will park in your, it's not the fire department's fault. I'm just saying, the fire department will come out there when you call 911 for a fire. The fire department will literally sit in your driveway and watch your house burn down right in front of you as you lose everything that you've acquired in your whole entire life. If that ain't an insult enough, we will send out the forestry department with their helicopters and their forestry teams to hover over the same house that's burning down. So we can provide all the emergency resources to one type of an emergency to the area. But if it's a house that's being burnt down, then everybody here has agreed just to watch it burn. That being said, I would ask and I would hope that everybody understand this and put themselves in the same circumstance. And if it was your house or your loved one's house, how would you like the fire department to respond? Would you like to hold and tie their hands and force them to just participate in watching? Or can we ask for your vote to allow them to proceed to put our fire out? I guess that's
so
my
you support
time.
This.
Thank you very much.
You support the annexation?
I've been supporting it for years, and and I'm asking you for a vote.
Yes, please. Thank you. Keith Lips.
I give my way to Audrey Wolford.
Ms. Wolford, you want to speak? He put you on the spot. Name for the record.
My name is Audrey Wolford. I live out there off of Timberline Drive in South Big Lake. May 19th, 2016, woke up. My dog woke me up and smell him burning plastic, 9:30 in the morning. When I got my dog, my husband, and myself out of the house, my girlfriend up north called the forestry department and let them know the trees were on fire and that if we didn't get help, it'd be another Miller's Reach. The forestry department came out. They put the trees out around the property to stop the whole subdivision from burning down because there's only one exit. We had a three-story home. It's gone. We have mortgage insurance because we couldn't get homeowners because we had no fire protection. We lost everything. We're never going to recover. We have our lives, that's it, and we're trying to rebuild. But I can tell you from me, if I had the money, because Lynn and I, we spent hours and hours of time sending out all the petitions, paying for all the mailings, pleading with everybody in six different subdivisions to get fire protection. It's not my first home fire in 89. My house burned down. It wasn't insured. I had to pay for it before I could go on with my life. This home was paid for, but we lost everything. And it's totally devastating. People across the street 1 year before, their house went. They had three babies. My husband, Light, Linda, Keith, neighbors, helped them get out. But again, they lost their whole home. So them and their three babies, they had nowhere to go. And it's very necessary. If I had the money, I would pay all of it to have fire protection in that area because now I have no fire insurance. My home burns down. I have nowhere to go, nowhere to live. I'd have to relocate. And I've been there since 1982. So two fires, very devastating. Very traumatic, causes severe depression, PTSD, and anxiety. And I just think that it would behoove everybody to get it. There's a lot of people that wouldn't sign the petition because all they had was vacant property. They didn't want to pay the taxes for that. But I think it's worth saving lives. So I'm 100% for it. And after that, the only thing left to do is file for a grant and get my own fire truck. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, that concluded our sign-up list. Does anybody else in the audience wish to speak on this annexation? Mr. Lips, is it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Name is Keith Lips, Vern Halter. And Ms. Mayfield, thank you very much for introducing this ordinance. And I've lived out in the end of West South Big Lake Road, now west of Sitna Parkway, since 1983 full-time. Me and my wife are the longest living residents out there. I've assisted on saving a couple of houses from burning down. I've assisted on stopping the fire from going from the house to the garage while the fire truck sat there and twiddled their thumbs. I've watched four fire trucks sit there and watched a dump burn with four fire trucks, three ambulances, three state troopers. They had Big Lake School opened up because one of the fire department guys came out there and said, because the dump was, the homesteader dump on the man's property was burning, the fire department wouldn't do anything because somebody called it a toxic waste dump. Nancy Nolfi had Big Lake School open for evacuation of the area. It was a joke. Anyway, I would love to see you guys come out there because if a house catches fire and a garage is 20 feet away from that house, guess what? The garage is gone too. You know, this is 2017. You know, I've heard about the gravel road. It's winding around Big Lake. It takes too long to get a fire truck there. Now the road's paved. Everybody has telephones out there. The road is now straightened. You don't even have to go through the windy area. The response time won't be that long. You can go ahead and get a fire truck there. You know, I've been waiting for this. My God, you guys are building another fire station somewhere else when you guys have been promising us a fire station for 20 years. You know, I don't know what it's going to take. Hopefully you give us fire protection if you ain't going to give us a fire station. You know, that's all we want is fire protection. I can't get fire insurance in my house because part of my house is log cabin. We homesteaded that land through the state of Alaska said, live on for 3 out of 7 years, you get your land. Most of the people that wouldn't sign the petition has raw land. One lady in Kanaka subdivision has like 14 lots. And she said, well, she lives out of state, she don't care. She never wanted to put her name on anything because she's not gonna get anything out of it. She doesn't live up here. You know, like, come on, guys. Like, all you guys have fire protection at your house? Show me a hand that doesn't. You know, you got to live on the road system, Dan. You know, I don't know. We just want to get some protection out there. I can't get fire insurance in my house. You know, and like I said, we've lived out there for years and years, and we just want somebody to come out, and like the other speaker said, the helicopters will come around there and buzz around and sit there and put out the trees, but they won't put out the house. And thank you for letting me speak, and you guys have a Merry Christmas and happy and blessed New Year.
And this would be a good start. Okay, anybody else wish to speak on this ordinance? Ms. Snyder?
Good evening, Terry Snyder. I'm actually a Palmer resident, but I have a piece of property on Big Lake. I think most of you know that. And although I don't live in that subdivision, I would totally support this piece of legislation. This is exactly what somebody said. This is not recreational property out here. These are homes, and a lot of these people have built out of pocket. And they deserve the protection, and this is so far overdue. And the only way to really expand the road system and bring us into having health and safety is to go ahead with this. So I encourage you to pass and support what these people are here to do and pass the ordinance.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wish to speak on this? Seeing and hearing none, I'll close the public hearing at this time, and I'm going to turn it over to Assemblyman Mayfield. And Assemblyman Mayfield was the sole primary sponsor of this. I was not part of it, so, Mr. Mayfield.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move to adopt Ordinance 17-151 and Resolution 17-082, and I'd like to speak to it, if I may.
Go ahead, please.
You know, I don't know that I can do a better job of making the case for this, the need for this legislation, any more than what you folks have done. So. Thank you very much for giving testimony tonight. But you know, District 5 is the fastest growing district in the borough, and you know, there's many neighborhoods that are under development, and there's many older neighborhoods or more established neighborhoods that are experiencing more and more development. And that's really the case here. These neighborhoods that we're talking about tonight are those neighborhoods that have been long established neighborhoods that are experiencing more development and more residences and people who need to have fire service. And as far as I'm concerned, everybody deserves to have fire service. It's one of those basic human needs is to have security and protection against something as dangerous as fire. This particular legislation is to annex 266 pieces of property into the West Lakes Fire Service area. And all of these properties are along the West Susitna corridor in Big Lake. A few years ago, annexing these pieces of property into a fire service area would have been a little problematic because of the, and there's some mention of this, but the windy South Big Lake Road. But a couple of years ago, they put in the West Susitna extension, which is a straight road, in fact, the best road in Big Lake, I think, that runs out to West Susitna, and it'll make it'll decrease response time for the fire trucks to get out there, and it'll make it much more safer for our fire crews. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced a fire before. I haven't, but I was a large loss adjuster for many years, and I personally experienced the emotional tragedy, the financial hardships, and the and even death that occurred due to fires. And so I personally experienced that, and I simply would not wish that on anybody. Sorry that you went through it twice. Totally unbelievable. What a heartbreak. You know, but tonight we have the opportunity to further protect our citizens in this area by providing them with fire service. We have the opportunity to provide them with a sense of security, and I hope that you can see the wisdom in doing this for our citizens. I do want to point out that the Westlake Fire Service Area Board of Supervisors unanimously endorsed this legislation, and I hope that we can do that also on the assembly tonight. Thank you.
Senator Kwaki?
Yes, I would like to also speak in support of this. I, along with Dan, attend the Westlake Fire Board meetings. And there's been a number of discussions about what we've described as this hole in the coverage. Having said that, all of us setting up here and a DES director sitting back there inherited a system, and that system is FSAs, fire service areas. And there is no legal right we have to go fight a fire in an area that doesn't have an FSA or part of an FSA. Recognize how frustrating that is, how crazy making that can be. All of us have inherited what we have, which is one of the reasons that I'm also supporting this legislative action, at least to try to fix this piece of an obvious problem. And I thank you all for your testimony.
Thank you. Senator Sykes?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm going to support this legislation. I'm someone who lives on the road system, at the very end of it, I might add, who is not in a fire service area. I understand. I've made peace with the fact that I'm going to either have to put out the fire myself, or if the fire department does come and decide to fight it, they'll just be pouring water on the ashes. But I understand that when you've got a growing community and a fire service area that's willing to include you, and you're willing to be included, even though you didn't achieve the majority through the petition process, I think a compelling case has been made, and I'm going to support it.
Senator Doty?
Thank you. I'd like to speak in support of this legislation. I have personal friends who live out in the area. I am familiar with the land, and it clearly is no longer a recreational area. There's many long-term residents in the area, and I speak to support it.
Okay, Senator McKee.
I have a question for the borough manager.
Go ahead.
Now, if I understand this correctly, that these folks that are in this area are going to be paying a fire service area tax. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and they're going to be paying it without a vote, right? We're imposing that on them. Is that correct? Yes or no? It's easy.
Depends on how the assembly handles it. If they approve it at the table, it will be without a neighborhood vote.
So that, in fact, what we're really doing, all the folks who say our liberty is really at stake, we're saying, no, we're just going to impose this on you. Is that right?
That's a decision for the assembly. But yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to put on the record, Madam Clerk did send out letters to every property owner, 266. Could you report what you received back? So,
Mr. Mayor, I did send out the letters advising of the meeting, and if they couldn't attend to give public comment to the assembly, I gave them my email address and mailing address to send their comments. I want to say I received 6 comments, 1 opposed, and I believe 5 in favor.
Senator Mayfield.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. While this annexation is relatively large in comparison to others, It is not the size that requires a vote by state statute.
Just, Senator McKee.
I have, my sympathy is with these people, but in fact, I want to tell you that I would be so resentful you would not believe it if somebody raises my tax without me getting a chance to vote on it.
Okay. Does everybody here know in that fire service area, Westlake's fire service area, I believe their current mill rate is going to be proposed this year, 2.215. 2.2. That's going to be added on to your airwide. That's going to be added on to you, everybody. So, okay. Yeah, no, okay. Okay.
Is that the, would that be additional to what we have here?
It's additional to airwide, right? Yeah. Everybody knows that. Fire service area, road service area are additional added on to your airwide. Okay. All right. Any more discussion? Let's go ahead and vote on this. Is there objection to this ordinance passing? Senator McKee, so go ahead and vote, and Madam Clerk will announce the results.
Mr. Mayor, it passed with Assemblymember McKee opposed.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations, folks.
Thank you.
It's Christmas time, so we'll allow a little cheery. And generally, we don't. Okay, Madam Clerk, let's look at 17152 and Resolution 17084.
An ordinance requesting reappropriation of $8,200 from the Butte Fire Service Area Capital Projects Budget Fund 405, project number 45067-6606 to project number 45067-6604 to expand the gear storage project in $4,200 from project number 45067-6605 to project number 45142-6606 to purchase communication equipment for the compressed air foam system truck with accompanying resolution 1784, a resolution amending the budgets for project numbers 45067 and 45142 and approving the scope of work and budget for project numbers 45067-6604 to allow for the purchase of the self-contained breathing apparatus storage equipment and project number 45142-6606 to purchase compressed air foam system truck communications equipment.
Thank you. I will open the public hearing. I don't believe we have a sign-up list. Anybody in the audience wish to speak on ordinance 17152 or the resolution 17084? Seeing and hearing none, I'll close the public hearing at this time. Senator Sykes, please move the legislation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to adopt ordinance 17-152 and resolution 17-084.
Okay.
I'd speak to it briefly. For the first time in 20 years, we now have a fire service area board. It's been in operation about a year. And the Butte Fire Service Area has been very good about managing their resources, and I urge your support.
Okay, any objection to passage of this ordinance and resolution? Seeing and hearing none, legislation passes. And we're now down at ordinance 17153 and resolution 17085. Madam Clerk.
An ordinance to reappropriate $1,732,505 from Valley Pathways School Capital Project Number 40188, Fund 400, to the Palmer High School Renovation Capital Project Number 40181, Fund 400, with accompanying resolution 1785. A resolution approving the scope of work and budget for the Palmer High School Renovation Capital Project Number 40181.
Okay, I'll open the public hearings at this time. I do not believe we have a sign-up list. Anybody in the audience wish to speak on 17153 or the resolution 17085? Seeing and hearing none, I'll close the public hearing at this time. Senator Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to adopt ordinance 17-153 and resolution 17-085.
And I'm assuming this is different than the swimming pool renovation?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure clear on that. Any discussion, further discussion on it? Any objection to passage? Hearing no objection, legislation passes. Audience participation. We have reached audience participation. We don't have a sign-up list. Anybody in the audience wish to speak? You can speak on any subject. You're not limited to a public hearing. So I guess no takers tonight, so we'll close the public hearing, and we're going to move to the consent agenda. Madam Clerk, we have two items pulled, and you could do the rest.
Resolution 1787, a resolution amending the scope of work for project number 45257 to purchase a forklift and cab and chassis vehicle for the Emergency Services Fleet Maintenance Division. Resolution 1788, a resolution establishing dates certain for payment, delinquency, protest, and appeal of 2018, regular assessment and tax rolls, business inventory filing, and for the commencement of hearings for the Board of Equalization.
Any objection? No, excuse me. Assemblymember Beck, would you please
Thank
move
you, Mr.
This?
Mayor. I move to approve the consent agenda as read into the record by the clerk.
Now, is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the consent agenda as read is approved. And I guess we'll take these in order they were pulled. We have AM-17114.
AM-17114, approval of contract extension to contract number 1393P with Boutte Company for construction management services to December 31st, 2018, and to add additional change order authority.
And who pulled this one?
Assemblymember Kowalki.
Yes. I need to move.
Okay, go ahead and move it.
Yeah,
first.
I move OR-17-142. I didn't have the compendium of history. It isn't that I'm necessarily objecting, but I've asked Jude Bilfer, our capital projects director, to fill in a few blanks, and there were a couple items that weren't real clear in the AM.
Okay, so remember, Kowalki said 142. It's 114. Okay, that's right.
Mr. Mayor, Assembly members, I'm Jude Bilfer, the Capital Projects Director. This has a history. We are on the fourth and final authorized iteration of a contract extension, and that was signed on the 17th of April, 2013. I'll back up just a little bit on this. In March of 2013, the Assembly approved this contract for the Boutte Company to do construction management services on the big road bond package projects that were voted in by the voters in October of 2011. As part of that Assembly award, it was actually $3.29 million for construction management services to the Boutte Company. They were one of six firms that competed for that award. However, during negotiations, the Assembly actually changed on the floor and made it $1.75 million up front, and that's what you see in your legislation there, to be revisited with the final piece to be awarded at a later date. Well, through the work that the Boutte Company has accomplished, we do not need the full $3.29 million. You actually see the total there in your legislation of just over $2 million that's needed. But I think the key piece of this is that the contract that was signed in April of 2013 authorized four contract extensions. This one is our fourth and final.
Okay, Senator Kowalki.
Thank you, and that really helped clarify this.
Thank you, Ms. Bilfer. Okay, is there any objection to passage? AM-17-114? Seeing none, hearing none, AM-17-114 is passed. Okay, Resolution 17086, Madam Clerk.
A resolution discontinuing the Marijuana Advisory Committee prior to the sunset date of June 30th, 2018.
Senator Sykes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, move it, please.
I move Resolution 17-086, and I'd like to speak to it, please.
Go ahead, please.
First, I'd like a clarification. Pass this resolution, and if we don't pass this resolution, in other words, does this cost the clerk any money in case they don't actually meet between now and June 30th?
Madam Clerk.
Through the Mayor to Assemblymember Sykes, no, if they do not meet, no, it would not cost any borough funds.
Okay, so just since I was one of the people that was involved in creating the Marijuana Advisory Committee, which turned out not to be a perfect advisory committee. But the reason that we selected the date was to give two full legislative cycles since the implementation of the law. And it wasn't really fully implemented until September of 2016. And we do have this issue of edibles coming up that we might want to call on the committee. And I suppose it's possible for other people to deal with it, but it isn't always going to be a land use issue. And you do have people involved in the industry on this advisory committee. So since it's going to expire in 6 months anyway, I just assume leave it. And if we need them, fine. If we don't, fine and just let it retire according to the sunset clause. And so I urge you not to vote for this and just leave things the way they are.
Senator Doty and Senator Beck. Senator Beck.
Well, I guess part of my issue with this is that I haven't heard from a single member of the community in favor or against this, including people on the committee. So I'm a little bit divided on this, and I have a little bit of a, I mean, I understand the argument, but I don't know that I would, if this is something the management likes, I guess I would tend to go with the management.
Senator Mardotti, then.
Thank you. Just clarification of what is the process to convene the advisory committee? They're not currently scheduled to meet, and what's the process should they meet?
Madam Clerk.
Through the mayor to Assemblymember Doty, if there was something that the assembly wanted them to look at or staff wanted to look at, we would get a hold of the chair to start scheduling a meeting. This is a 34-member committee. We have to contact 34 members to make sure that they're all see who's available and who's not. It's a large committee to try to handle.
Just in response to that, I guess I would concur with Mr. Sykes that if there's no cost involved and we're not scheduling any meetings and it's only a six-month period, we can't predict the future. I think I'd let it sit.
Okay. Senator McKee.
I just have a question for the clerk. Was this committee established via resolution or by ordinance?
To the mayor, through the mayor, to Assemblymember McKee, it was through a resolution.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is something. Senator Lindegoyer, please.
Just a quick question. When was the last meeting held?
I do believe, through the mayor, to Assemblymember Leonard, December 2016.
I support dissolving the marijuana committee right now. It's in the clerk's office. It was a large committee. It was meeting, but it hasn't met. It no plans to meet. Any issue like Senator Sykes brought up could be taken to the Planning Commission. We have a very good Planning Commission. So I guess it's not the biggest issue on earth to worry about by any means, but I would ask you to go ahead and discontinue the Marijuana Advisory Committee at this time. It could go to June, but so we'll go ahead. Senator Kwaki.
No, I just would like to speak in support of dissolving the commission. It's not necessary, the 34 members. I think we should be done with it.
Mr. Mayor, it passed with Assemblymember Sykes opposed.
Now, we are at reach unfinished business. Madam Clerk, would you please read the pending motion into the record?
Pending motion, Mr. Mayor, is Assemblymember Sykes moved to direct the manager to facilitate a panel and have community meetings regarding crime.
Main motion's on the floor. Any further discussions? Assemblymember Sykes and Assemblymember Kwaki, either one first. Go ahead. Assemblymember Kwaki.
Well, I spoke to this once before, so I'll spare you all with a reiteration of everything I've said before, but I view our plate being full with an assortment of things, and I really don't think we have the time to spend in an area where we have no authority under state law to do much of anything other than wring our hands, grandstand, and cause great crowds to show up. I'd rather see us solving the issues that are in front of us, school funding, a number of other things that to me are much more critical than getting involved in an area that we can't do anything with.
Okay, Senator Sykes and Senator Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, I was asked by the mayor to try and formulate something a little bit more coherent than what I originally brought up, and that was fair because the purpose of this is to start a conversation, and I don't agree with the fact that we can only wring our hands and do nothing. I think that we have an obligation to try and do something, whether we have the legal authority to do it or not. I think that we need to explore what the situation is, what the options are, and try and move something, because this is not going away, and we ultimately, as members of the Assembly, are responsible for the welfare of this entire borough. And so I got to say that since the mayor and the attorney and the police chief of Palmer and I did the little recording a couple of weeks ago, I've received a lot of calls, and I've talked to a lot of people, and actually the forming of the committee is probably already halfway there, because a lot of people are interested in actually participating and seeing something move. And so I tried, if you don't agree with something, please do improve it, but I tried to outline four major steps. The outreach to form a committee. I think that a lot of people really want to do this. I think there is a large amount of public support for it. The fact gathering, I think we really need an update on what the situation is since the mayor's...
Madam Clerk...
You want me to read it into the record?
Are you trying to do an additional motion beyond what we're talking about?
I just fleshed it out. In other words, the original motion was just to find a safer and, you know, have facilitate a panel to have community meetings. So I've just added the details to it like you requested.
Would you like me to read it? If you're doing this as a motion, would you like me to read it into Mayor Assemblymember Sykes?
Sure.
Four areas of tasks to be accomplished between January 1st, 2018 and March 31st, 2018 as follows. One, January outreach to form a committee made up of those who may have abilities to help reduce crime through enforcement measures, education, prevention strategies, early intervention, rehabilitation. They may include but are not limited to law enforcement, city or police officials from Wasilla, Palmer, and Alaska State Troopers, retired officers, tribal peace officers, Department of Corrections, parole officers, private security firms for residential and business, Crime Stoppers, Neighborhood Watch, community councils, community policing, Brew Attorney for legal options that are available, structure, process, and possible cost, rehabilitated convict willing to share how other potential offenders can be routed away from crime, school district, education, prevention programs, opioid task force, excuse me, My House, other treatment facility, Mattsooth Health Foundation, Youth Court, Governor's Office, Troopers, budget items for increase in public safety and neighborhood watch. Number two, late January and February, fact gathering, a summary of current situation narrative and reliable statistics were available. The number of law enforcement and peace officers available in cities, borough, and other agencies. What are the impacts of education efforts, neighborhood watch, youth court, neighborhood policing, the connection of drug usage to property and other crimes. Three, late February, creating a list of possible options and opportunities for cooperation among the groups aforementioned include voluntary, cost-effective private sector grant, possible formation of police districts and what may be required. Four, March, holding at least two major public meetings at a school or other public facility to bring ideas to the general public for consideration, gather new ideas and opportunities to find complementary and cost-effective strategies for reducing crime, both short-term and long-term.
Okay, thank you. So it's basically that motion is substantially the same, if not exactly the same, as the pending motion under unfinished business. So
yes, that's
Senator
that's
Sykes, correct. And then we're going to go to Senator Beck. And
I think the outline is pretty clear. It is to start a conversation. You take a look at something similar that happened in Iceland a number of years ago, 20 years ago, in fact. They had the substance abuse that was causing crime, substance abuse of 40%, and they've reduced it to 5%, but it took them 20 years. And basically, the problems are not going to go away. And if we can help find a way to solve them, I think that we are obligated to do it. And I learned through our little discussion on the whistle stop that we do have options as a second-class borough. We do have legal authority to create police districts, and in fact, a very large police district if that's where we want to go. And so I think we should get the facts of where we are, see what the options are, take them to the public, and invite the ideas. I think that is the most responsible thing that we can do as elected public officials, and I urge your support. I understand that my fellow Assemblymember Kowalki disagrees with this, but I hope that if it's passed, he'll participate in the process, and maybe something good will come out of it.
Senator Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, we just, in the name of health and safety, included a lot of people in a new fire service area because we felt responsible to help bring safety to those people's lives. And I think crime affects a lot more people in this borough than the danger of fire. I've gotten calls just since our last meeting with regards to crime in people's homes, in their businesses. I get emails all the time. I see it in the news. It happens all over. I do think, even though we don't have the authority for police powers as a borough, we do have a responsibility as elected officials to have this conversation around what we can do minimally to help reduce crime in this borough. It's rampant. We got to have this conversation, and I'm willing to have the conversation. I think this is a great idea, and I'm in support of this. And I like how you fleshed it out, Assemblymember Sykes. Thank you.
Senator Leonard.
Thank you, Mayor. This one is really tough for me. I agree with Assemblyman Kwaki about the time period, and doing it through this short of period, I think that, again, as I talked about before, that we really do need to have a strategic initiative on public safety and devote the resources to do this. And if this gets us moving in that direction and having that original discussion, I definitely am going to support this also right now.
Senator McKee.
I agree with Mr. Kwaki. Having another useless committee, since we have no authority, is we need that like Custer needed more Indians, okay? We can't do anything about it. Crime is here. I have done something, I don't know if you folks have. When people talk to me about crime, I say, how much are you willing to pay more in taxes for a police force? Do you know how many people have said, hey, bring it on, I'm willing to pay? Not a single one.
Okay, Senator Beck.
A police force is not the only response to crime.
Senator Leonard, did you have anything? I think I called on you once tonight, so, okay. Well, you know, I guess I think the discussion that this is bringing forward is good. You know, the simple fact of the matter is we're a Class 2 municipality, Class 2 borough, and we don't have police powers. Now, I think the legislation I asked you to think about, Senator Sykes, was not like a panel or something like that, was bring legislation forward to either add police powers to a Class 2 borough or to move us from a Class 2 borough to a first-class borough where we'd have inherent police powers. I think that's the correct legislation. Then we'd have the police powers. You know, Chief Ketterling spoke on Whistle Stop with us. Mrs. Sproutfuss is there. You were there. He talked about a lot of various crimes. We had the 2005 Blue Ribbon Commission on Crime. A lot of the crime is almost exactly the same. Our numbers, our population's gone up 30,000-35,000. I am not disputing the fact that we don't have a problem in the crime area. There's no doubt about it. It's just our power. And really, I just really do not want Mr. Moosey saddled with one more project in this time period where we just set two code sections that probably, I think, are one of the biggest priorities this borough could do. Outdated school funding and to work on the tax cap. And so that's, and then we've got the port. We've got this FERC problem. We've got a ton of things that we've got Mr. Moosey working on. And I just don't want to saddle him with another big project where you can see the time period on this. So go ahead, Senator Beck.
Yeah, I propose a amendment to move this time out to a later date and put it after our budget cycle, because I don't see it particularly pertinent necessarily to this budget cycle. So why don't we move, my amendment would be to move January to April and then February, just move it succinctly to beginning in April, May and June.
Well, April and May are our budget cycle. That's our...
Well, we're wrapping up in mid-May, or mid-April, right? Or early May?
No. It depends on how optimistic you are.
Okay, I'd be fine with May. I'd be fine with May, June, July. If you want to get it out of the way of the budget, I'd be fine with that, but I'd be like to have the conversation regardless. So my amendment's to move it to May, June, July.
So there's a motion to amend. You see the bullet points, 1, 2, 3, 4. So January, then late January and February, then late February, then March would be all moved to?
May, June,
2018.
March would change to July on point four.
Okay, Madam Clerk, why don't you jump in and state it, of course, please.
Number one, that time period would change from January to May. Number two, it would be May to June. Three would be June. Four would be July.
Okay, is that the amendment, Senator Beck?
Yep.
Okay, yes, so we got the amendment. You. Everybody understand the amendment? Senator Doty, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I speak to support of the amendment. I think doing crime after budget's a good idea.
Okay, Senator Sykes?
Well, I guess two things. I'm going to speak against the amendment. I think that we've got the problem now. People want it dealt with now, and I don't think they want a delay. I did talk this over with the manager, because I, too, was concerned, Mr. Mayor, about overloading, and he said that he would delegate that to his assistant manager to handle, because he did have a full plate. I think that that's something that's within the realm of possibility. Yeah, it is a busy year. We've got a lot of things to do, but I think this is important to do. You did request legislation. This is not legislation, but I'm not ready to legislate because I don't have the facts, I don't have the options, and I haven't heard from the public. And so those are things that I want to have, and that's why I wanted to start the conversation now, because I think it is going to take some time. And so I'm going to speak against the amendment to delay, even though, you know, it's better to have the conversation than not have the conversation, but I'd rather have it sooner than later.
Well, let's dispense with the amendment. Is there any objection to the time change as read by Madam Clerk? Okay, Sykes, Senator Sykes objects, so go ahead and vote on the amendment, changing the time dates.
Mr. Mayor, it passed with Assemblymember Sykes opposed.
Okay, so the...
Now we're on the main motion as amended.
Now we're on the main motion as amended. Anything further? Senator...
Can I ask you a question? Would you go back over what you originally had asked Mr. Sykes to come forward. I misunderstood it, I think. What you're really looking for is a change in Alaskan statutes, right?
Well, no. Really, the Mat-Su Borough right now is a second-class municipality. It does not have police powers. And so I was suggesting if he wanted to get us involved with police powers to do it correctly, to do it legally, and to change our status.
Right.
And so we'd have to add police powers to a Class 2 borough, or we'd have to move from a Class 2 borough to a first-class borough, and the borough attorney says you could also form a service area, which would be a separate thing, which you still have to put that in front of the ballot, in front of the voter. So he'd have to do some legislation. So he's got a bunch of options.
Well, okay.
And so, Senator Doty.
Yeah, I speak in favor of the legislation because I agree with him that we don't have enough information to choose the best legislation. We'll spend a lot of our time trying to pick and choose of those possibilities without good background information. I think we have to do the work first.
Well, they're generally legal questions, but it isn't, you know. Anyway, let's vote on unfinished business. We got a pending motion that's been amended. Any objection to the pending motion as amended passing?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got objections, so go ahead and vote.
Mr. Mayor, it passed with Assemblymember McKee and Kowalki opposed.
Okay, we're down to vetoes. There's no vetoes, but there might be one real quick.
Right, introductions, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, excuse me.
Introduction for public hearing for January 2nd. Ordinance 17-142 and Ordinance 17-154.
Okay, Mr. Beck.
I move to introduce the legislation as read into the record by the clerk and set the public hearings for January 2nd, 2018.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, the legislation is introduced. Vacancy report, Senator Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to confirm the mayor's resignation up for confirmation.
What is this? There's only one.
Good try. Good try. Yeah. Get his name down.
Emergency Medical Services Board resignation of Mia Mangione.
Thank you.
Mangione.
Okay. Well, there is objection to that one point.
Senator
Doty.
Yeah, I just would like to speak to the long-standing service that Mia Mangione has given to the Upper Susitna Valley. I mean, day in and day out, it's been a difficult job. I've been around for working with the medical community in Talkeetna area for 30 years, and Mia's name was always there, so I just wanted to offer a comment of appreciation for her hard work.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm glad you brought that up and mentioned that. So, there's no other new business, no referrals, no reconsiderations, so we're at Assemblymember and staff comments. Mr. Spropoulos?
No comments tonight, thank you.
Madam Clerk?
Just Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Well, thank you. Mr. Moosey?
Yes, this past week, Ms. Minos came personally to visit me and wanted me to wish the Assembly a Merry Christmas, and for our Jewish members, Happy Hanukkah, and sent a card, and I promised I would do that. Also, from the bottom of my heart, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday.
Thank you. Senator Doty, you want to start out?
Yeah, just blessed holidays to everyone.
Thank you. Senator McKee.
Last night, the borough manager and I were exposed to at least a member of the community, several of them, as to the plastic bag thing, okay? And if anyone sitting up here believes that's dead, I've got a smoking bulletin for you. It's not, okay? But, in fact, out of that came some interesting information. The borough manager said how much it, every 5 years we roll out another section for the landfill and what have you. And one thing that wasn't mentioned, but it's very much a part of that, is that we have, and I don't, this figure, I've been unable to verify it, but I had an original figure of 20,000 used tires every year in the Matsu in South Central. Now, I don't know, and I, as I understand it, a substantial number of those end up in a landfill, taking up space, okay, which would mean that we would have to move sooner. So, really, the idea of plastic bags and plastic bottles and tires and what have you, I think that we're shortchanging everybody when we just restrict it to plastic bags. Testimony was given, and I suspect it's true, that in fact, of all the garbage floating around, 99% of it is not plastic bags. Okay? It's other stuff. Anyway, thank you.
Senator Sykes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And thank the other members of the Assembly for the great discussion. I really appreciate it. It's very thoughtful, and I'm sure that we'll have more. This is a usual time of joy in the holidays, but I do want to mention a couple of members in passing. I appreciate the Assembly recognizing former Butte Fire Chief Charlie Von Gunten. He was serving on the FSA board in Butte when he passed away this past week. I also want to mention Gary Van Dusen. That's the father of current chief of the Butte Fire Department. He also served in the fire service, although not at Butte, and sometimes these things happen during a holiday season, and I want to wish those families the best, and I think that the spirits of those two very, very long resident men in the Butte community are going to be part of people going on in the future, and I just wanted to mention that. And I also do wish everybody Merry Christmas, and if appropriate, Happy Hanukkah, wonderful Kwanzaa, and fantastic Festivus for the rest of us, and a healthy, happy new year.
There you go. Senator Leonard, follow that.
I'll keep it short, Mayor. Merry Christmas to everyone and a happy new year. Thank you.
There you go. Senator Kwaki.
Yes, I would like to wish everyone happy holidays as well, Hanukkah, Christmas, and whatever other way you might support the holiday. And I'm also pleased that we were able to bring in those 266 properties into fire protection. I can't imagine anything more frustrating having just been on the proximity or on the perimeter of the Sockeye fire than having a fire truck in your driveway, not allowed to fight your fire when your house is burning down. It's all too real for me. I don't minimize the crime problem. I watched with a fair amount of involvement and participation in the hearings that were held in primarily Anchorage on SB 91 and the outrage and the upset and what are we going to do, and we ended up with 54, which in my view is a highly still problematic bit of legislation for an area that doesn't have any police authorities. I believe that I was the first one to approach the borough attorney and look for solutions in something that we could do. I ran through my community councils talking about police service areas, much like our fire service areas and our road service areas. Everybody thought that was a particularly grand idea until the mill rate was mentioned. I did not have a single community or even a single person within those communities agree to want to pay for police authorities. So I wish you all well in your meetings and hand-wringing and all the other things that are going to take place with these hearings. But at the end of the day, notwithstanding the other causes of crime, or the other methods to improve crime situation, it's going to cost some money. So unless any of you figured out where that's going to come from, I think you're spinning your wheels. Take care.
Senator Mayfield.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I really want to thank the Assembly for the wisdom and compassion that you showed tonight to the residents of my area. Those folks sorely needed fire service, and you delivered that to them this evening. And I, on the behalf of the 319 residents in that area, I really want to thank you for that action. Other than that, again, from the bottom of my heart, certainly wish each and every one of you and the folks in the audience a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you.
Senator Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to extend my condolences and my heartfelt prayers to the family and friends of Mrs. Brandy Reed, who was killed by a drunk driver on our Palmer-Wasilla Highway last week, and just for her husband and four young children at home. Her family members are scattered throughout our borough and our state, and our thoughts and our prayers are with all of you. And before our meeting tonight, I was having a conversation with the deputy clerk and just reflecting upon the hard work of all of the borough staff members on behalf of the citizens and how thankful I am to be able to be a small part of that. But I'd like to thank all of the staff members, the directors, and everybody that works on behalf of the citizens of this borough for your hard work. And I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think the managers and my frustration with the LNG and the FERC report, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Moosey, was is a lot of the study was on Point McKenzie, not Port McKenzie, 4 miles north, and they focused on that, and it's very frustrating for us as a borough. So that's, I think, kind of one of our interests in looking into that subject a little bit more detailed. I consider the rewrite of the school funding 03, 04, 045 critical. Yeah, obviously it's outdated, so I hope the committee will work on that very hard and come up with legislation that could be retweaked at the work sessions, and then and the same thing that the sales tax wanted us to take a look at the tax cap. So that should actually be called the Property Tax Relief Act revision. So we want to keep that firm. We want to make sure that, you know, start to talk about revenue, start talking about the mill rates and capping the mill rates and allow a growth in that, but make sure it's something we could deal with. You know, police powers, I don't want to get sideways with anybody on police powers. I mean, it's obviously quite, it's a pressing issue statewide. There's no doubt about it. You know, we look like, you know, we lost our trooper facility up in the Northern Valley, up in Talkeetna and Trapper Creek. There used to be a station up there, used to be three troopers. They're all gone. We lost this three troopers or a special task force. They're gone. We don't have a trooper station down in Connect Fairview, the fastest growing place in the state of Alaska, in our borough. So we should put a station there. We need bodies on the ground. We need trooper cars on the ground. These are outside the cities. And Chief Kettleane, when he was speaking the other day, you know, he said the police forces in Palmer and Wasilla, they're doing such a good job. You know, we're probably easier targets out in the rural areas. And so we need to press our Valley delegation, the governor, and everybody else about doing these trooper stations. I'm not going to the east side of the Valley too. And that's really what we need to do, and we need to do it hard. And I was a magistrate district court judge. I used to set bails. It was shockingly high. And so SB 91 would not have been in my favor. I spoke against it. And I remember I used to get a call from the Supreme Court justice. Says, my goodness, you can't set $1 million bail on a misdemeanor. And I said, well, I just did. And which meant he was flying to Anchorage. And so I just don't want to dismiss it. The opioid epidemic and everything that the crimes of opportunity, thefts and stealing, I know we have to deal with them, but there's a way to do it. If you want police powers, we should correct it and do it legally. That's the way, and we should get boots on the ground, and that's state troopers. And I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. It is snowing out there, so we're going to have a white Christmas. I was really worried. We got a ton of snow in Willow today, and so if it doesn't start raining, I'm going to make a Christmas dinner myself. I like to cook, and so a prime rib. I bought it locally, fresh, and so I'm ready for Christmas. And yeah, I hope you guys don't have directions to my place. And anyway, Merry Christmas to our borough staff, please, and let them know that we love our staff to death. And so everybody have a Merry Christmas, enjoy yourselves, and drive carefully. And so we'll go off record this evening at, what is it, 7:30, 7:29 p.m.
What time is it?